Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shviyas Daf Yud Ches, and we are starting about 9 lines into the daf with the words Marbitzin Ba'afer Lavan Divrei Reb Shimon. That's a quote from the Mishnah. And in the Vilzer's daf, it's right at the end of Vav Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. That's what we Marbin Tayrin Tefillah is Chos all of Am Yisrael. Hashem should save us Mikol Tzarvut Suka Mikol Nago Machla, and we should be zechet to the Gula Shleim of Amitas Bemher of Yomenu. We quote the Mishnah Marbitzin Ba'afer Lavan Divrei Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer Yaakov Iser. So we have this machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer Yaakov. If it's mutter to water a regular field, a stay lavan, this is not a field that has trees in it. It's a field that has some sort of other crop growing in it. Is one allowed to water it on Shemitah or not? Now, like Gemara says, Asher Reb Shimon Krabanan with Reb Elazar ben Yaakov b'shitasai. Reb Shimon goes like the Rabbanan, and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is l'shitasai. Titanin taman, because we learned in a Mishnah over there in Maseches Ma'akatan. Now we have to add in a few words to the girsa. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Aimer. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says, Mashkan esamayim ilan le'ilan. One can drag water from one tree to another. This is talking about doing this malacha on Chol Moed itself. As long as he doesn't water the entire field. Now we have to add in the words, Vacham Matirin, where Zacham allow him to water the entire field. So we see from here that Rabban allow watering the entire field, and that would be like Shitas Reb Shimon over here, and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov does not allow watering the entire field, and that would be like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov over here. Now we continue explaining this. Rav Mana Amar La Stam. Rav Mana said that this is just a Stam Achlaikes, and we don't know in which particular case they're arguing. And Rav Oven says B'Shem Shmuel, the same thing. B'Stam Chalkin, they're arguing in Stam, and we're not exactly so sure which particular case they're arguing in. So now we analyze Mana and Kaimen, what are we referring to? Ibn Mervachin, if we're talking about that the trees in this field are spaced very far apart, divrei kol aser. Everyone would agree that it's aser to water the entire field, meaning even the Rabban would agree that we're not allowed to water the field because watering the field doesn't benefit the trees. The trees are spaced very far apart from each other. And in Bertzufin, if the trees are very close to each other, divrei kol mutter. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to water the entire field, meaning even Reb Elazar ben Yaakov agrees that the entire field is allowed to be watered because even Reb Elazar ben Yaakov himself says that we're allowed to water the individual trees, and since the trees are so close together, so the whole field is allowed to be watered. So what's the machlokes? Elokinan Kaimen, what are we referring to? Benetun mata eser lebeisa, where they're planted in a setup that 10 trees are planted in a beisa. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov avad loin kim revachin. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov treats them as if they're spaced far apart, and therefore only the trees are allowed to be watered and not the whole field. Rabban avad loin kim tzufin, and the Rabban treat them as if they're close together, and that's why the entire field is allowed to be watered. So now we ask the following question in Shitas Rabbanon. Ha Rabban amrin ben revachin asal hashkai. The Rabban say that if the trees are far apart from each other, then one is not allowed to water the entire field. The question is, what about dragging the water from one tree to another tree? Is that permitted? So Gemara says, Neil Fadad Rabbanon min Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Let's learn this answer for the Rabbanon from what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says. Kemal Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Amar, just like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says, B'mervachin asr lahashkais u'motr lahamshech, that if the trees are far apart from each other, we're not allowed to water the entire field, but we are allowed to drag the water from one tree to another. That's what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov said beferish in the Mishnah. Yod Chasam Bezan Tap, Kin Rabbanon Amrin, the Rabbanon also say, Motr lahamshech v'asr lahashkais, that if the trees are spaced far apart from each other, one's allowed to drag the water from one tree to another, he's just not allowed to water the entire field. But now based off this analysis of the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, Leikin Savrana Meimar, wouldn't it be logical to say as follows, B'mervachin divrei kol aser. Everyone agrees that if the trees are spaced far apart from each other, it's aser to water the entire field. The trees are allowed to be watered, but the field itself is not allowed to be watered. And that's even according to Rabbanon. Now v'hein ofer loy mervachin hu, isn't the case in our Mishnah of a stay ofer, meaning just a regular open field that doesn't have trees in it, isn't that considered like a field that has trees, but the trees are far apart? Because a field that has some sort of produce growing in it that doesn't have any trees is completely open, just like a field that has trees, but they're spaced far apart. And as we just said, even the Rabbanon agree that the entire field is not allowed to be watered, only around the trees. How could we say that the Rabbanon of that Mishnah is like Reb Shimon of our Mishnah? The Rabbanon clearly disagree with Reb Shimon, and they would not allow watering this field on Shemitah. So Gemara says, no. Elakan b'shviyas kan b'mayid. Our Mishnah is talking about Shemitah, and that Mishnah is talking about Chol HaMoed. And there's a difference between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed. Namely, in Chol HaMoed, the Chum would ask for watering the entire field, but they would not ask for this on Shemitah. And we further clarify this, ma ben shvias, ma ben ma'id. So what is the difference between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed? The answer is, shvias, aydei shu mutter b'malacha, on Shemitah, since it's permitted to do malacha, hitiru ben b'davar shu tereach, ben b'davar she'en tereach. So it's permitted to do it, whether or not there's tercha in it, meaning whether or not it's hard work. Meaning we know that on Shemitah, work is not allowed to be done in the field. However, if it's a situation that work is allowed to be done in the field, so then it doesn't really make a difference if it's hard work or not hard work. That malacha is permitted, so it's allowed to be done, period. And according to Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon as well, the reason why it's permitted to water this field on Shemitah is so that it doesn't get ruined. Whereas Ma'id, when we're talking about Chol HaMoed, Adesh Asr b'malacha, since it's asr b'malacha on Chol HaMoed, and there's very few scenarios that malacha is permitted, lo yitiru elo davar shu aved, the chum only permitted a type of work, which is called davar ha'aved, meaning he's going to suffer significant loss if he doesn't do it, u'bavad davar she'enu terech, it's also now to be something which is tircha. In other words, even though we find that there's a heter malacha on Chol HaMoed, even in that heter, there's a limitation that it's not to be something which is a tircha, and that's why the entire field is not to be watered in Chol HaMoed. And that's the difference between Chol HaMoed and Shemitah. The Gemara continues, v'istabai nishmim and adad, those who want to learn from the following, meaning this is the difference between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed, shviyas adeshes manu meruba, since Shemitah is very long, it's a whole year, hitiru, so this melacha was permitted, because if he doesn't water his field for the entire year, it's going to get ruined. Whereas Moed, when dealing with Yontif and Chol HaMoed, adeshes manu katzer, since it's very short, it's only 7, maybe 8 days, usher, so that's why it's usher to do this work on Chol HaMoed, because nothing's going to happen to his field after 7 days. He'll be able to do it afterwards, and nothing's going to get ruined. As the Gemara, if that's so, v'aysan shivas yam ha'achrayim, le'mistaber mi'abdin then shouldn't we say that the last 7 days of Shemitah should be just like Yontif? And the same way that Yontif and Chol HaMoed were not allowed to do work, because it's not a big deal. Just wait till after Yontif and nothing's going to happen. So too, the last 7 days of Shemitah, we shouldn't be allowed to water the field because we could just wait till after Shemitah, which is going to be over in just 7 days. Now the Gemara doesn't answer this question, but the answer is obvious. The reason why it's permitted to do it on Shemitah, even the last 7 days, is because we say Loiplug. Once we say this Malacha is permitted on Shemitah, it's permitted even the last 7 days. And now that we just went through this long explanation of how we see the Rav Shimon of our Mishnah is like the Rabbanon of that Mishnah in Ma'id Katan, the Gemara tells us, Ashkach Tani, it was found taught in the Brasa Beferush, Marbitzin Ba'afer Lavin Bishvias, one is allowed to water this field on Shemitah, Avaloi B'Ma'id, but not a Chol HaMoed, Divrei Rav Shimon, that's Rav Shimon's opinion. As we said, that's Shitas Rabban over there as well. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Iser, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Aser is everything, not only in Chol HaMoed, but also Shemitah. Hajan Lach Sneha Lavon, Mazel Tov for finishing the second parak of Mesechah Shvias, just like we're Zecha to finish this parak together, we should be Zecha to finish the entire Mesechah together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new perek. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.